Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Bike Podcast. It's Andrew here. Took a little week off last week, and we are back. Sometimes this whole self-improvement thing can feel like a tidal wave, right? There's just so much information in 2024 that's coming at us. It's this diet, and you gotta eat this, you can't eat that, you have to exercise this way, you can't do it that way. And we're just constantly bombarded with tips on how to be the best, our best self, our most productive version of ourselves. But lately I've been wondering, what if the key to feeling good isn't about forcing these big changes, but about listening to the quiet whispers that are already inside of us? So let's dive into that. You know that knot in your stomach before a big presentation or a big meeting or something big you got going on in your life? Or maybe it's that sudden urge to reconnect with a pal, a friend you haven't spoken to in ages. These little things, they're like messages in a bottle. They're bobbing around in our busy minds. We're often so focused on the main channel of our brain. You know that one that's screaming to-do list? All the stuff that we have to check off each day that often we associate our worth with, or we allow for it to determine whether we're succeeding or not. Maybe it's that constant, you know, flow of information in your brain around that promotion you're trying to get or that goal you're trying to achieve. And when we're so focused on the main channel of our brain, we can sometimes miss the whole symphony playing in the background. A good analogy is, think about it like a rushing river. And that's our conscious mind. And all these thoughts and plans rushing forward. But alongside it, there are these little streams feeding into the river. These are our bodies, our emotions, and those whispers that tell us that what we truly need. And that's what we have to focus in on. The thing is, if we can learn to tune into those whispers, not just the roar of the river, well, that's when things can really start to transform for us. We can discover a deeper sense of who we are. And most importantly, what truly matters to us. Now, it's not easy. It really isn't, because we're just all so busy. And it really takes a lot of practice. And it's like learning any new thing. But here's the thing, it is worth it. And often, it's just about carving out a little space in your day. It might be 15 minutes, where you focus in on just simply being present. That place where we listen to what our bodies are telling us. We see what emotions or thoughts surface. And the key is, you don't judge it. And it's just about that pure curiosity of what comes to the surface. So this week, the call to action is, I want you to join me on a little adventure. Let's become explorers of our inner selves. Set aside a little quiet time. For some, it could be just jotting things down. For others, it could be taking a walk. I know for myself, I don't know about you, but when you take walks, some of your best ideas, your clearest thoughts happen. And during that time this week, I want you to see what whispers you hear. Maybe it's something that you've put off, a forgotten dream that you have for yourself, a need for a change you haven't even acknowledged yet. Who knows? But the coolest part is the answers are already there and they're waiting to be discovered. So that's it for this week. I hope this helps, and God bless. Have a great week. You know what you got to do. Go get it.